Well, today we are going to continue with the story of the Christmas harp. Can any of you tell me what has happened on the previous Sundays when we've been reading this story? What's happened? That's right. A bunch of letters were found. Yeah.
Her parents came, started running out of money, so she moved in with her grandfather.
That's right. Chloe's parents they lost their jobs, and they moved in with their grandpa, Grandpa Willie. Yep.
She found the Christmas harp.
She found the Christmas harp in Grandpa Willie's house. And remember, Grandpa Willie has lots of junk is one word. Antiques and collectibles is another. Yeah. Yes. It's just piles and piles of antiques and collectibles. Yeah. All right. And so they found some letters, and the letters were written by someone named Tun to someone named Mun. Right? And at the end of the letters, it's from someone who's in Haiti, and what she's doing, she's serving food to kids, and she's teaching them how to read and to write. And then they get all of their food stolen. They don't think they're going to have enough supplies to last until Christmas. And that's the last letter that she got. So what does Grandpa Willie say is going to happen?
She's going to come over to their house.
That's right. Tun, person who wrote the letters, is going to come over to their house on Christmas Eve. They're going to find out what happened to those children in Haiti and whether or not they're going to have food for Christmas. All right. Does that cover everything? Okay, let's see what happens next. Okay. Chloe and Grandpa Willie prepared for the arrival of Tun on Christmas Eve by making spiced eggnog. Grandpa Willie had a secret recipe that he said he would share with only one person, and that person was Chloe. The eggnog was made with ingredients Chloe loved, like ice cream and ginger ale. But to give it an extra kick, they added cinnamon and cloves with a half a cup of lemon juice. At 6 o'clock, the doorbell rang. "That must be Tun," yelled Grandpa Willie from the back of the house. Chloe raced to the door, darting from right to left to right in order to step around various antiques and collectibles, like the suit of armor from 16th century Spain. As she placed her hand on the doorknob, Chloe took a deep breath to compose herself before opening the door. When she swung the door open, she was both surprised and disappointed. "Mom," she said, "what are you doing ringing the doorbell?" asked Chloe. "I was hoping you might be able to tell me the same thing," said Chloe's mom. "Your grandpa told me I need to be home by 6 p.m. and I need to ring the doorbell." Just then, both Chloe and her mom heard a deep chuckle from behind them. Grandpa Willie was laughing. "What's so funny, Grandpa?" said Chloe. "Well," said Grandpa Willie, "Chloe meet Tun and Tun meet Chloe." Chloe blurted out, "What? Mom is Tun? But that's not Mom's name. Mom's name is Renee." Chloe's mom looked equally confused by what was going on. She didn't know why Grandpa Willie was calling her Tun. "Why don't you get those letters, Chloe, and we'll get to the bottom of this," said Grandpa Willie. Turning to his daughter, he then said, "Renee, we have some spiced eggnog for you in the living room. Come on back." In the living room, Chloe placed the letters on the coffee table. With Grandpa Willie's urging, she showed one of them to her mom. Her mom recognized the letter, but still she did not understand what was going on. "Look at the end of the letter," said Grandpa Willie. There she saw how the letter was signed Tun Angie, and then she smiled. She understood now. She looked at Chloe and explained, "This letter was written by me. I wrote it when I lived in Haiti. In Haiti, the people speak French, so I had signed my letters Ton Ange, which in French means your angel." Chloe looked at her with disbelief. "Why would you call yourself that?" she asked. "I called myself that," Chloe's mom explained, "because your grandfather always liked to call me his angel. These letters were written to your grandfather." Chloe looked even more confused. "But the letters say they were written to someone named Mon Cher Pepe," she said. "In French," said Chloe's mom, Mon Cher is used at the beginning of letters. It means my dear. Pepe is an affectionate way of referring to one's father. It can also mean old man or grandpa. Now, Chloe was beginning to understand. She then looked at her mom with skepticism and said, "You were Miss Buttercup?" Chloe's mom looked at her grandpa and back at Chloe before she nodded her head with a smile and said, "Yes, I was Miss Buttercup. I had almost forgotten." Chloe was indignant. "How could you forget that? You should have told me you were Miss Buttercup. That's like winning the American Idol." Chloe's mom laughed and says, "I suppose it was." Chloe's face then became very serious. "Mom," she said, "you have to tell me what happened to the children. Grandpa lost the rest of the letters in the flood of 98. All I know is that in the last letter we have, you were afraid the children would run out of food by Christmas Day because some evil thieves stole all the food from the church." "Ah, yes," said Chloe's mom. And just then her eyes landed upon the Christmas harp that was next to Chloe's chair. With a smile, she pointed to the harp and said, "That harp right there is an important part of the story. I can tell you all about what happened to those children. But first, let's have some spiced eggnog." What did happen to the children? To find out, you'll have to return on Christmas Eve for the final installment of the Christmas harp. All right. And now Nikki is going to play for us a song. You're going to play for us, "It Came Upon a Midnight Clear." All right, good job. Okay. And now I need one of you to light the Advent candles as we sing the fourth song in the Advent candle series.